Well, it's Kerry Katona. And I'm posing the question, is she the unluckiest woman alive? But boy, has she had a life. Interesting there that PR guru and her spokesman, Max Clifford, said, yeah, she's got a really nice lifestyle. She got a good boyfriend. It's a solid relationship. She's got some great kids. Another one on the way. But boy, has she had it rough beforehand. My word. Brought up by a mother who Kerry claims was a drug and alcohol abuser. First memory of her mother's an attempted suicide. She was placed into care. Four sets of foster parents. I mean, that must be massively, massively a sort of a disabling thing to do. And eight schools. Wow. And we could go on and on and on. But let's do it in the company of Dean Piper, entertainment editor of Closer Magazine. Hey, Dean.
Hey, how are you?
I'm a little bit disturbed by the way that certain magazines and newspapers put this negative slant on Kerry, who has been through an awful lot. And I know you love to sort of put up these headlines and give it large.
Yeah.
How are you going to treat it from here on in?
Well, I think it's got to be really sensitive, hasn't it? At the end of the day, you know, she's a mum-to-be, and she's obviously not very well at the moment. So it's really sensitive, and it'll be an emotional story.
But you
can't escape the fact, I was listening in on Max.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't escape the fact that Kerry's entire career is based on car crash. I mean, it's just been non-stop since, you know, she came out of the jungle, and she was obviously the winner and everything like that. She hasn't had a really good run, and unfortunately, I think a lot of it's pretty much down to her. I'm not sure if you could just call it unlucky.
No, I beg to differ. Let's have a little argument about this one.
Okay.
Come on. You go in the red corner, and I'll go in the blue corner.
Okay.
I believe, as I said on air before in my intro, I always believe that a positive outlook and a positive attitude attracts positiveness in the other direction. And maybe because what she experienced when she was young, and of course the unhappy marriage with Brian, etc., Brian McFadden, that maybe she feels all things don't come to her naturally, despite her great lifestyle she has at the moment.
Well, I think that's fine, but I mean, you can always blame, you know, what happened when you were growing up on a lot of things in your life. And I think I'm one of those people that looks at reality about this. Now, in the last few weeks, she's heavily pregnant. I actually interviewed her a couple of weeks ago, and don't get me wrong, whatever I say, I think Kerry's a really sweet girl. You know, she's a nice girl. She couldn't be more polite. Out of all of the celebs that I've met, she is actually really nice.
Really?
Yeah, she's really nice. She's always polite.
There's a butt coming here, Dean.
She's been photographed heavily pregnant, smoking, drinking. Yeah. There's rumours of all of what's going on in the house.
Yeah.
Mark playing away from home. You know, obviously Max is going to give the PR slant on it, and her life's brilliant, and everything's fairy dust, and, you know, kids are running around happy as Larry. There are rumours of him cheating. When I was talking to her, you know, she told me that, you know, she's on beef curry and chips every day. She put on 4 stone of weight in 6 months of the pregnancy.
Yeah, she's
and
not a small girl, is she?
No, you know, and she was literally wheezing when she was talking to me, and then you kind of wonder why she's in hospital and she's not feeling that great, because she really hasn't looked after herself, and the evidence is plain to see. And, you know, it is sad, because she should be really looking after herself and, you know, the unborn baby, and I just don't think she has.
Are you saying that Max Clifford is not doing enough to take care of her?
Well, I don't think it's just down to Max. I think it's down to the girl herself. You know, you can't just always palm stuff off onto other people. I think Kerry's, you know, she's really got to start taking responsibility for all that she's been through, and, you know, really dealing with all of her problems, and hopefully getting to the point where, you know, when the newspapers aren't, you know, resorting to these stories from friends, which are outrageous. But, you know, she's never sued about these stories, apart from the one that's obviously the Sunday newspaper's been writing lately. All of the friends that have written the stories about her out of control drug problems and drink and, you know, arguments here, there and everywhere, and problems with the mum, they've always been written, and nothing's ever been said. And, you know, she denies absolutely everything, but it just seems weird that she's never, ever, you know, taken legal action and gone, that didn't happen, because she's quite within her rights if it didn't, and then there was no proof.
We're talking to Dean Piper, entertainment editor of Closer Magazine at 4:38 on City Talk 105.9. If you've got a view about Kerry Katona, is she in your good books? Or is she in your bad books? 01-51-708-1059, or text the word TALK. Follow it by a space and send your views to 610. 25, or you can enter my own personal email box at paul@citytalk.fm. Dean, I tend to think that, you know, as far as the media is concerned, and I've worked in the media all my life, whether it be TV or papers, magazines, or as it is now on the radio, that we like to go for the easy targets, don't we, Dean?
I don't think we like easy targets. I think what people want to read about nowadays is the car crash career and the car crash lifestyle. You know, everyone that sells on the front of the magazine, whether it be Jordan, Kerry, you know, Charlotte Church, you know, they've all got the same thing about them, and that is the fact that there is an element of car crash in their lives. You know, there's something that's desperately wrong. And unfortunately, that's the only thing that is selling for, you know, a lot of publications.
Would you say that she can't handle fame, and therefore... Maybe Max and other people closer to her should say, listen, just withdraw back. You've got the money in the bank. You've got the lifestyle. Just take it easy and do yourself a favour.
But I think that there are, I think, you know, look at Charlotte Church, okay? She went away. Obviously, she recently had her baby. She's gone away. Nobody's seen her. She hasn't said boo to a ghost for months, okay? And she's pretty much slipped back into a really normal life in Cardiff. Now, Kerry's going out there. She's doing all of this work. You know, she's clearly not healthy and well for the baby. She could have gone back into a much quieter, normal life, but she hasn't, because she loves the fame and she loves the notoriety of who she is and being a celebrity. And it's really sad that she can't just, you know, have that normal life, which she could have. I think it's an absolute, you know, lie that a celebrity nowadays can't just go back into normality and just escape. It's not like the paparazzi inside her house. You know, she's got this massive house. Sit in the garden, you know, and have a cigarette if you really have to smoke. Don't go out the front so that everyone can see it, especially don't do it on a TV show.
Final question for you, Dean, before you go. I feel a smidgen of sympathy coming through the clouds of depression there from you, sir. If you were her personal advisor, what would you do with her now? You have carte blanche. What are you going to do?
I'm going to put her in a massive mansion because she can definitely afford it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell her to stay there, have the baby, get thin again, and then sell her diet, and everything's hunky-dory once more.
I wish I could do that, especially to get thin again. Thanks to Dean Piper,
take
entertainment
care.
Editor of Closer Magazine, talking about Kerry Katona.